Continuing with the subject of death, before I look at the concept of barzakh, this is the intermediate realm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa min waraihim barzakhun ila yawmi yab'uthun. And before them is barzakh, a barrier till the day of Qiyamah. I'd just like to look at some practicalities about condolence, about visiting graveyards, about what we can do for those who have died. First of all, it is mustahab. It is recommended that after a burial, the bereaved family is consoled and they should be prayed for in regards of their well-being. But if the condolence serves to revive sorrowful memories, then it should be avoided. You've got to play it by ear. It is mustahab that food be sent to the members of the family of the deceased for 3 days. But that doesn't mean we impose on them and go and sit there, because it is not recommended to eat with them in their homes. There's a hadith from Marazim who says that when Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was martyred, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his wife Asma, and after consoling her in the loss of her husband, ordered that food be sent to the house of Ja'far. And this became a sunnah for the Muslims, and until today this sunnah has been continued. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam narrates a hadith where he says, Ibrahim Khalilullah, that is the Prophet Ibrahim, asked his Rabb to give him a daughter, so that after this his death, she would cry over him. But when you have, when you are patient, when you exercise sabr, it's not easy, it's hard. But when you exercise sabr, then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that you have then fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is recommended, rather than to strike oneself, get really worked up about it, to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we are from Allah, and to Him we will return. There is great thawab in consoling, in giving condolences. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever offers condolences to the one who is grieved will be clothed with a beautiful and respectful robe on the day of Qiyamah. He says, whoever consoles a person will receive the same reward as the one who is facing the tragedy, without any reward being decreased from the one facing the misfortune. There is so much. One who is grieved, for example, the angels are there to assist him or her. And as far as orphans are concerned, Rasulullah says, no mu'min, no believing man or woman places their hand on the head of an orphan to comfort him, except that Allah records a good deed for every strand of hair that their hand covers. Anytime an abd strokes his hand on the head of an orphan as a sign of love and affection, Allah grants that person in Jannah countless rewards for every hair that was under their hand. There are so many. Maybe the most beautiful one is when an orphan cries, then the arsh, the throne of Allah, shakes. And my Rabb says, who is it that has made this child cry, this orphan cry? The parents whom I have taken while he is still in his childhood. By my power and glory, I will make Jannah wajib on the person who makes that child stop crying. How many images of children who have lost their parents do we see? How many? And what do we do? To make one child, one orphan, stop crying, and see what he does. He makes Jannah wajib. So what do you say when you want to condole someone? What do you want to say when you give them condolences? Recommended to say, Ahasanallahu lakal aza. May Allah soften your grief. Often there is not much more you can say. Don't try and explain, just try and be there. Warmth. Weep with them if they have to. I was reading a wonderful article about a man who had lost his wife, and they were pretty old and had lived together for many, many years. The neighbor's child was only 5. And when she saw that this man was upset, she went and sat on his lap. And the mother was watching this. And suddenly the man who was crying so much, after a little while, smiled. And when the child ran back to her mother, the mother said, what did you do? How did you make things better for him? He said, I just helped him cry, that's all. Sometimes that's all that's necessary. You know, there's no way to replace a loved one. But we can supplement our normal good deeds with further virtuous acts on behalf of those who have died. By giving sadaqah or donating to welfare projects and something that will help the person. But remember, the greatest thing is death is an opportunity to examine our own lives, to evaluate how we are fulfilling our purpose of existence. It is really a lesson that shakes us out of our complacency. It makes us return to our priorities. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Dharr, "Ya Abu Dharr, when you are escorting a funeral, remind yourself of your own death. Fear it and remember that you too will meet it one day." It is recommended, in fact, it is a right of a Muslim over another Muslim that they should visit the graves. So what do you do when you go to the gravesite? Well, recommended to recite Surah Al-Fatiha 3 times, Surah Al-Qadr 3 times, Ayat Al-Kursi 3 times, Surah Al-Falaq 3 times, Surah Al-Nas 3 times, and Surah Al-Yasin, and any dua where you ask Allah's forgiveness for those who are buried. There is also great respect and sanctity that we must apply when we visit the graveyard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I have to walk over burning desert or fire, or to place my foot on the edge of a sharp sword, I would prefer it than to trample on the grave of a Muslim." He said to Imam Ali, "Ya Ali, Allah considers a few things undesirable for my followers. One of them is laughing at a graveside." So there's a lot of things that we need to understand and be able to apply. But I'd like to look at the subject of barzakh, this intermediate realm that is between death and yawmul qiyamah, or the day of resurrection. And as I mentioned, that it's called a barrier or barzakh. Now, life in barzakh is characterized by the liberation of the nafs from the fetters of the body. So the nafs is probably no longer harassed by passion and instincts. There is no question of time or space in barzakh. Just like in dreams, the horizon of the vision of the human being is enlarged and everything can be imagined in a single instant. The nafs, who is virtuous, is no longer constricted in the cage of the world, as I mentioned before. It will delight in roaming freely through the infinite. Allah in Surah Al-Mu'minun says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرَزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Before them is a barrier until the day they are raised. This is the ayah I mentioned in the beginning. One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once asked him, Ya ibn Rasulullah, descendant of the Messenger of God, when a believer finds himself on the threshold of death, is he grieved? And Imam said, no, because when the angel of death comes to take his soul, he's at first distraught, but the angel consoles him and says, look, you're a friend of God, don't distress yourself. I swear by the Lord who sent Muhammad as his messenger that we will treat you more kindly and gently than your parents. Open your eyes and look at us. Then the messenger of God will appear before him, and the angel entrusted with the task of taking his soul will say, this is the messenger and the leaders of religion who will be your friends and companions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, O soul that has found tranquility in the protection of Muhammad and his progeny, return to your Rabb. You had accepted the truth, and because of this you are now happy. You have also earned the pleasure of your Rabb. Come and be the companions of my chosen elite. Take up the abode that has been prepared for you in Jannah. And nothing could be more desirable for the believer at that moment than for his soul to take flight and receive all that it has been promised. And it's, you know, it's an amazing state. Freedom. Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam was once at the cemetery of Wadi al-Salam. And one of his companions narrates that Imam stood in the cemetery as though he was addressing a gathering. He said, I remained standing with Imam until I became tired and I sat down. When I got tired of sitting, I stood up again. And then I got tired again. I was sitting and standing. Finally, said I, stood up and I said, look, Ya Imam, I fear for you, seeing you standing for so long. Please rest a little. And Imam said, Oh Habba, I'm standing here talking to the mu'mineen. And Habba said, do they have conversations with each other? And Imam says, yes. Once the veil is lifted, you will see them gathering in circles, talking to each other. Are they speaking of their bodies or their spirits? And Imam said, their spirits. Abu Basir, a companion of Imam Jafar Sadiq, says that Imam said that the arwah, the spirits of mu'mineen, meet each other. They talk to each other. They recognize each other. When you see someone there, you will say, this is so-and-so. So those in barzakh are also able not only to establish contact amongst themselves, but they can establish contact with those in the world. Again, we find a hadith from Rasulullah, which says, amongst the believers, there are those for whom Friday is a day of visiting, and there are also those, the balance of whose deeds permits them to see us. And once he was asked that, how often do they visit? When? And he said, every week, every month, or every year, depending on their spiritual rank and capacity. So if we analyze all this ahadith, we see that they can be divided into four groups. You have the mu'mineen, who are perfect in iman, whose God consciousness in their actions meant that any mistakes or sins that were cleansed by either worldly troubles or the pangs of death. So they have peace in barzakh and they await qiyamah. You then have the confirmed concealers of truth, whose rewards for good deeds have been recompensed in the world. So they may have ease in barzakh, but they do not wish for the day of qiyamah. Then you have neither of the two groups, when we say whether they're children or those who were mentally unwell or those who were so far away from the message of Islam and were told they'll be in a state of slumber. But then you have the final group whose sins are not cleansed by worldly troubles, whose pangs of death did not cleanse their sins. For them, barzakh becomes a place of punishment. In fact, if we look at the Quran, there is a verse that really makes us think. If we look at surah number 40, which is Suratul Mu'min, and it's a verse that, well, when I read it, the hair on my hand stands on end. Ayah 46, Allah says, "An-naru yu'aradhuna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya wa yawma taqumu as-sa'a udkhilu 'ala fir'auna ashadda al-'adhab." He's talking about the people of Fir'aun. He says, "They shall be brought before this fire every morning and evening and on the day when the hour shall come to pass." Make Fir'aun's people enter the severest of punishments. Because of the oppression, the severest of oppression they applied. It is an exact reflection of what they did. See, in the course of the Battle of Badr, some of the leaders of Quraysh were killed and their bodies were laid out. And the Prophet went over to them and he said, "We have attained all that God promised us. Are you now convinced of the truth of God's promises?" And some of the companions says, "Ya Rasulullah, you're talking to the dead. Do they understand of what you say?" And the Prophet said, "They hear more clearly than you do." So how do we ensure that barzakh for us will be a place of safety? Well, I can only end by referring to the Quran. And I'd like to refer to an ayah that I absolutely adore. This is surah number 61. And if we look at this ayah, incidentally, it's surah As-Saff. And that one of the surahs recommended to be recited at the point of death. And if we look at ayah 10 and 11, if again we make this something that is a goal for us, Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem? Shall I lead you to a business which may deliver you from painful punishment?" And as a child, I remember my father telling me this when anybody used to talk about the grave, I used to say, "Don't like the grave because it's dark." And he would say, "If you want a light switched on to your grave, this is what you have to do." I was very young, but I can still remember him reciting Ayah 11 when he says, "Tu'minuna billah, believe in Allah, wa rasulihi and his messenger, wa tujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum, and strive hard in Allah's way with everything you have and with your life. Just do your best in his way. Dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. That is better for you if only you knew." Look what happens. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. He will forgive you your faults. Wa yudkhilkum jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. And he will make you enter into gardens beneath which rivers flow. وَمَسَاكِينَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتٍ عَدْنٍ and beautiful places of stay in gardens of perpetuity. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ and that is such a great achievement. وأخرى and also تحبونها, that you love. Can you imagine he will love you? نصر من الله, help from him, وفتح قريب, and a victory that is near. وبشر المؤمنين, and give good news to the believers. I adore these ayat. You know that if you've done your best, then there will be light there, and that Barzakh will be a place which will be absolutely amazing. Imam Sadiq tells his companions, make provision for your journey, make ready the goods that you will need on your trip. Take all the necessary measures yourself. Don't instruct another after the end of your life to send on what you need. And finally, I'd like to end with a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he said, the world is a transient place, not a permanent dwelling. People in the world are of two kinds, those who have sold themselves, who have deviated from the path of truth and are advancing towards annihilation, and those who have bought themselves, who have chosen the path of salvation and freed themselves. We need to be able to ensure that Barzakh for us is a matter of freedom and not a matter of enslavement by the deeds that we abhor. Inshallah, we will continue with this.